Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you, James 4:8. Our relationship with God is determined by us. The responsibility of coming to God is ours, for God makes Himself available to everyone. God is anxious to have a relationship with us because we are His creation, and He loves us beyond our understanding of that love. We are to draw nigh in faith, believing in the person of God, and believing that He cares and provides for each one of us. We are to draw near with a heart of sincerity. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, Hebrews 10:22. The heart that seeks God must be free of all hypocrisy, with a real desire to know God. Jesus condemned the hypocrisy of some in His time because, "Ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." Matthew 23:27-28. They were unable to draw near unto God because of the condition of their heart. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Matthew 12:34-35. Our character is decided by our heart. We must approach God with a heart that is devout and clean from the impurities of worldliness. The prayer of the psalmist must be our prayer. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalms 51:10. God has the power to cleanse and renew. His people of old were promised, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." Ezekiel 36:25-27. This divine process is called conversion. Our desire for conversion allows us to approach God. "That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Ephesians 4:22-24. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.